XRP liquidity on Binance falls to lowest level. Since January 2020, XRP liquidity on Binance has dropped to its lowest level since January 2020, according to a crypto quant reading flagged by Cointelegraph on May 26, 2026. The metric tracks how much resting depth sits on the exchange's XRP order books, and a five-year low signals that fewer market makers are willing to post size at current prices. XRP is trading at 134 as of May 26, 2026, down 1.5% in the past 24 hours and 2.3% on the week. The crypto fear and greed index stands at 39 in fear territory, while Bitcoin sits at $76,653 and Ether at $2,095, both off about 1% on the day. Inside CryptoQuant's exchange liquidity metric, CryptoQuant's exchange liquidity metric estimates the amount of XRP available to fill resting orders close to the mid price. When that figure shrinks, two things tend to happen at once. Spreads widen, and the price impact of a given order size grows. A trader who could move $5 million of XRP at minimal slippage in 2024 may now have to break the same order into smaller clips, accept a worse average fill, or route through OTC desks. The January 2020 reference point matters because it predates the SEC's December 2020 lawsuit against Ripple, which triggered delistings across U.S. exchanges and reshaped XRP's trading geography. Binance, which is not a U.S. venue, remained the deepest book for the asset through most of the lawsuit years. A reading below that 2020 baseline means the deepest non-U.S. venue is now thinner than it was before the regulatory shock. Capital rotating to higher fee venues? Several plausible drivers overlap. Spot XRP volume on Binance has been declining for weeks as attention rotates to event contracts, perpetuals on newer venues like Hyperliquid, and the BTC and ETH ETF complex. CryptoQuant's data does not isolate cause, but the pattern is consistent with market makers redeploying capital into venues and pairs where fee revenue and rebates run higher. The macro tape is also defensive, with BTC under $77,000, ETH below $2,100, and fear and greed at 39. Market makers tend to widen quotes and pull size to limit inventory risk. Thin books and altcoins are the first symptom of that posture. XRP, which trades heavily on retail flow, is more exposed to this dynamic than majors that get steady ETF rebalancing flow. Volatility risk rises on both sides. Low liquidity cuts both ways. A buyer with size can push price up faster than the order book would have allowed weeks ago, but the same is true on the way down. Liquidation cascades and stop runs become more violent when there is less depth to absorb them. For XRP, which has already given back gains since its early 2026 highs, the immediate read is that volatility risk on both sides has gone up. It also raises the cost of execution for any institutional buyer trying to build a position. If a desk wants to accumulate $50 million of XRP without moving the market, it now has to spread that order across more venues, more time, or both. That is a real friction, even before any policy or product news lands. Watch the OTC and derivatives spread. Two indicators tend to follow a spot liquidity drop. The first is the gap between Binance spot and major perpetual funding rates, which can widen as derivatives traders price an execution risk that no longer exists in spot. The second is OTC desk activity. If desks like FalconX or Cumberland start fielding more XRP requests for quote, it is a sign that funds are rerouting around the thin book rather than waiting for it to refill. Neither signal is public in real time, but both tend to surface in weekly desk notes and on-chain flow data within a week of a meaningful liquidity shift.